You're listening to Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.
Kristen.
Hello, hello.
Welcome to Cocktail Corner.
Thanks for having me.
Where are you taking us this evening? What are we whipping up from the ingredients we have on hand?
So it's funny that you say whipping because tonight we are making the Aperdivo punch.
Oh!
We're going to whip it good.
I didn't catch the gag. What happened?
They've got a song called Whip It Good, okay, and I gotcha. Said whipping.
Because gotcha, we gotcha, are going gotcha. To be using an aperitivo.
I get it. I'm in the gang.
Moving on. Okay. Well, because they were nominated for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so I thought we would give a nod to them,
wow.
along with everyone else.
Also, Bruce Springsteen and Barack Obama have a podcast. Yeah. That's also in the news.
Is that right?
And some stuff about Britney Spears keeps popping up.
Mm.
So that's Free Britney.
So, yeah.
Well, we're not drinking to them. We are drinking to Devo tonight. But it's always newsworthy.
Looks like a little bit vampire-esque, this cocktail.
It is. But we do have some special garnishes. So this is going to have some fresh lime, which you don't have to have fresh lime for this.
Oh, $30 a dot, dot, dot.
Actually, $20 a dot, dot, dot.
John sent me a picture of $30 a dot, dot,
yeah.
dot. Whereabouts are you getting your limes from?
Pack and Save.
Oh, yeah.
They know.
Well, can you believe it?
I was at Countdown. They were $30 a kilo at Countdown.
Yeah,
Pack and Save had an aggressive advertising campaign, clearly showing that they're the cheapest supermarket, and people are still going out of the supermarkets.
Well, $10,
it's crazy.
$10 a kilo cheaper
crazy.
Is remarkable. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's a big difference, right? That makes a difference between am I going to have fresh lime or am I going to have squeeze lime? Mm. And you can absolutely have a squeeze lime. We have plenty of this Master of Mixes lime juice on hand.
It's so decided. Pack and Save is cheapest, but people still going to other supermarkets.
Well, I got fresh mint there today, too. I got the last fresh mint.
Mm. Was it the one that you're supposed to be able to kind of grow and you can't?
Do you think there's some sort of underground cocktail scene with people going to Pack and Save for their cocktail ingredients?
Well, you can't get everything there, but you can get quite a bit. Like, I had to go to the local liquor store to get the small bottles of rum and then the premium.
Oh,
oops.
Fever Tree.
Yeah, the
oh,
premium
nice.
Fever
what
Tree.
Have you gone?
We were educated to the Fever Tree a few times.
Yeah.
Okay, just premium?
They
premium
had,
soda water?
Just and, premium, is it?
And they literally had one
no,
bottle
it's cool.
left.
No, it's yeah. fine. It's totally fine.
So you have to, so you can mix it together, right?
No, premium's fun. It's fun.
Get your fresh ingredients at Pack and Save and then go somewhere else for the premium other ingredients. Mm. I don't know. I'm a resourceful person.
Are you icing the glasses like you're just cooling them? Or are you going to leave the ice in there? You've already put the ice in.
I'm going to leave the ice in here because you can shake this cocktail, but we are going to build it. Just in essence of what we really have on hand here.
Also, it's building a cocktail is more, I think, in keeping with BFM style. It's like, yeah, let's just chuck it in a glass and see how it goes.
Bish, bosh, bash.
Well, because originally, like when I went to bartending school like 100 years ago, we didn't have shakers, but you did have one of those metal cups and you had to, you know, stir it and then strain it. So you weren't even able to shake it. You had to kind of be more, you know,
versatile.
And yeah. Which is good too because sometimes the lids
like
get cut.
100 and something years old?
Yeah, I look good. I know, right? That's why I'm on radio.
Okay, but witch, please make us this cocktail.
Okay, here we go. Thank you. Witch with a W. Okay, so we're going to start with the aperitivo. And we have a Pichard's on hand. So.
Do you know, last week when we had Clinton from Weta in. Hmm. Studio, he remarked about how much he liked the Peychaud's aperitivo, and he didn't actually use it. He just kind of almost brought it in like a comfort.
Classic bartending. You just leave it there as like
it's like inspiration.
It's a lovely, very vibrant, sort of buzzy red orange. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so we're going to put in 45 mils in each glass.
Into the most risky glasses to have in the BFM studio because they have a very narrow bottom and they're about 25 centimeters tall.
Top heavy, I forget what that body shape is.
They're really for champagne. I like them because they're pretty.
I don't know. I do not remember.
Rick's around as
when
well.
They ever, Oh, thank God. Whenever they arrived at BFM.
Well, we're not getting too crazy.
Can I just have a little whiff of the paper?
So, yeah, so 45
yeah,
mils.
Yeah, smells good, eh? Let's just have the smell of that.
Oh, it's fun. It's a little bit sweet, though, isn't it?
We haven't had
don't your eyebrow
that bottle open in a while, actually. Mm.
But that will keep. That will stay forever.
No, we can't pass it over the desk, Sam Smith B News. You know better than that.
Hopefully we'll have enough room for all the goodies.
So you've got some, how much Bacardi going into each?
So 30 mils for each. Mm-hmm. It looks like it's got orange in the glass. It is. And then we're going to squeeze, actually I'll just squeeze a lime in each and then I'll top it off with the syrup just in essence of time. We'll do a combo,
yep,
right?
Yep.
Because I know Johnny likes, Johnny likes fresh limes. And I aim to please.
I notice you're not really buzzed about if a Pip Cruise is in there or not. Are they pipless?
It's...
They're paying the money, they better have no pips in them.
Yeah. All right, we're just going to top it off because you want an ounce of.
Oh, right. I see like a hybrid.
Mm. Yeah.
You still get the, you know, the original zing. Yeah,
and then you only want 15 mils of the simple syrup. So you just want to just put a little bloop. I'll make the. Bloop.
Sorry. Thank you.
Simple syrup is bloop. Just like bloop. Liquid sugar, basically.
Yeah, you can make your own if you want to. Heat up water and sugar and then let it cool. You can make your own.
Nobody's got
That's
time
up
for
to
that.
You. Nobody's got time for that.
Someone is texting saying, Johnny Boys, already horsed.
Who's that? Who's Johnny Boys?
We'll never know.
Interesting.
Oops. And then
what is going on? I took my eye for 2 seconds and you've got like a... Okay, you got there.
Now we have the premium soda water and that's just is really to top it off. So I brought an extra like a Schweppes in case we didn't have enough, but it looks like we have enough for everybody.
That's going to just lift it off the floor a little bit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And then we're going to put a little bit of mint in everybody's. This is optional if you can get mint or if you grow it. If anybody grows it, well done you.
A friend of mine has quite an aggressive mint bush.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
It's the boss. It grows in amongst like other plants and just kind of like pokes out all the corners of this bush.
Are you talking about the rosemary bush at our friend Ben's house?
No, I've got many friends with many plants.
You have a lot of friends with...
But yeah, that's an impressive bush.
With
also.
Mint bushes?
That's the biggest rosemary bush I've ever seen, to be honest. So big.
Is there a picture of that on any of us?
Yeah, I took a photo of... I posed in front of it. I don't know if it's on Facebook or not.
Go have a look.
All right.
Have a look. You can add us
this.
On the internet.
Let's try this. Aren't they look pretty? Yeah, so there's some fresh mint... Here you go, Saturday Sam.
I like this. Did you stir it at all?
I did.
We
can stir it a little
bit
more.
No, I like it. It looks... It's
a nice color.
And so that's the whole thing about building drinks in a clear glass is that you can actually then enjoy it a little bit more if you're not shaking it because you can watch the colors all come together. And I enjoy that. I think that's part of the fun.
Everybody
part
likes
of the fun.
Watching colors.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers. Oh, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Capital, someone's coming with the capital mint.
Did you have a name for this?
You named this, didn't you?
The Aperdivo.
There you go, yeah. Mm.
Punch.
Mm.
Very good.
Yeah. Whip it good, everyone.
I don't know if you heard, but I just made the sound as if to say, very nice.
Yeah, it's good. It's refreshing. It's light.
I feel like the flavor of this is going to change as the ice distills.
We're all doing a very interesting shaking maneuver.
It is, yeah. Can you everybody hear it? Yeah.
Not
and it, and it's great because you don't have to have every single utensil to make drinks like this, right?
And, go over and ask it's your got neighbor Bacardi in it.
And it has Bacardi.
So the two things. Yeah.
And the Bacardi rum. So we been using coconut rum.
Right.
And that has a specific flavor. Mm. This kind of lets the aperitivo take center stage,
it's
right? So that's the real star here.
It's a bit more slippery.
And it makes a difference. The soda water makes a difference. I didn't used to believe that, but once I started drinking the more fancy club sodas, I'm a big fan.
Dilutes. That's the word I was looking for.
It's a raging success because we were probably just going to rate this number 5 from Hallertau, so which I actually give an 8, by the way.
Yeah? Mm. Oh, the Pilsner?
I don't think they should give it like an average rating of 5. I think they should up their own rating.
Maybe it's just called 5 because it's their 5th one. Or after 5, you really
Maybe
give it an 8.
Maybe Spates has 3 stars on it because it's average.
Mmm.
I'm into this. I feel like this is definitely Golden Dawn kind of type cocktail.
You really harked back in your brain.
Well, the last time that we had aperitivo with when I was up here is we used it with Prosecco. Mm. And so we did like an Aperol, like a spritz.
Sparkling.
Yeah. And so this is a good, there's not heaps of recipes out there. You can use this as a, you can use it different ways, right? It usually is not a center stage for a cocktail. Sometimes it's just like an addition. Mm. But I feel like this is, it lets it be on stage. You might have a bottle of it left over from a party. Mm. And so now you get to really
It's not that strong.
It's all great in theory, but nobody can afford limes anymore. So it's really just a more of a drink of the past that we'll have to put in some kind of drink museum for people to look at and think about.
That's okay.
Cheers, everyone.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Hey.
Cheers to drink museum. Cheers to drink museum.
Take me back to the future. To let you walk away.
That was Cocktail Corner on 95 BFM.